This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in. Let's get our heads right. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm fading a little bit. I'll tell you. It's Friday. You know, got to get the, got to gas up the tank a little bit this morning. A little chilly, still a little under the weather, but getting a little bit better. But hey, man, the weekend is here. We made it. I've had such a fun week in here. Not the most sports-centric week, certainly, but it's the off-season, man. We just like to get loose and have fun, and that's what we've been doing. And we're even having some fun this morning. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Paul Reindl, the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
This is the last day. Paulie, we will not see Paulie for weeks. Like, it's going to be a long... Well, we'll see you tomorrow, actually, at the Wishbone Brawl.
You almost didn't see me today.
Almost didn't see you today. The elevator was out downstairs, and we all had to walk up six flights of stairs. It's not the ideal start to a Friday. My legs are still very weak. I was sick.
I hit the button, and it did not work on the elevator, and I go... They'll be fine.
I walked up so effing slow.
Yeah.
So slow. I haven't felt well. And soon, I got to the third floor and I started hacking up phlegm. And I'm like, ah. So I made it up. We did this, man. We did it. We made it up here. We're heroes, is what I'm trying to say. Speaking of hero, to my left, Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And made a change to your wardrobe. Look at you. Midlife crisis is finally here. If you're watching on the YouTube feed, you can see he finally got an earring, and it looks great. I've got mine in, too. I put mine in. Is mine gone?
There's no chance. No, it's still there.
Is it there?
There's no chance that I actually let someone stick a needle through my ear. But you brought in, these are magnetic earrings, and they actually don't look too bad.
We really thought this one out. We thought, let's get earrings. You'll totally be able to see them through our headphones.
Right, right.
Well, I don't wear one headphone,
see, I do.
So it actually works out well. I only wear the one side.
I usually
side.
Wear both ears.
Quinn just said in the chat, and I second this. He said, has anyone noticed how freaking funny Ben has been these last 2 months? And I thought to myself, yes, you're absolutely right. The guy has been, he's been on fire.
Finally, those online comedy lessons are paying off for me.
He has been... on fire.
I'm the same person I was 2 months ago. I've not gotten any funnier.
What have you done differently?
I'm the exact same level of funny I've always been, which is moderately funny. Occasionally, I come up with a gem. Most of the time, it's a groan. And that is my level of comedy. It has never changed.
It's getting better. It's getting better. It's like every day.
But now I have an earring. So that inherently, does that make me funnier? Does that make me more attractive? What do you think?
Give me honest feedback here. I actually think you could pull it off. Paulie looks good as hell in his. He's got a black one. Do you still have it on? Did you take it off? I took mine off.
It just fell off.
Oh, it fell off.
The magnet.
So we were talking earlier in the week. I don't know how we got into it. We mentioned Ed Bradley and how everyone had earrings back in the 90s. I did. I had both ears pierced much to my dad's chagrin. I mean, he hated the first one. And then I got another one, and then he hated the hoops, and I had two hoops. It was the 90s. That's what you did. You had a soul patch and you had earrings. That's what we all did. And I thought, man, because I'm in a bit of a midlife crisis, as you know. And I a bit of a rut creatively, and I wanted to do something to spice things up a little bit. So I thought about getting my hair bleached, and I'm still mulling it over. I've got a couple of examples I sent to the girl that cuts my hair. The first one I sent over, she said, absolutely not. And then she said, what if we went like platinum, like almost silver? And I go, now we're talking. Hannah said, you're not doing it. And I said, now that you've told me that I can't, I'm gonna. And you just have to live with it. We're married. You're not gonna divorce me because I got my hair dyed platinum for how long? What does it last? A couple months? It grows out. I can wear a hat if it looks terrible. But I just thought I need to do something different. I don't want to go get a bunch of tattoos and stuff because I'm kind of afraid of the pain of them.
They're also permanent.
And they're permanent. And this hair will grow out.
Correct.
And so I thought, I just need to do something different. I need to feel a little bit better about myself, and I don't know what it is. So we started talking about getting an earring. And I said, I don't think I could do the earring again. And you said, I've never had one. And so we bought some magnetic earrings, and we put one in. And it looks really good. You could pull it off. I tried to put one of these other little ones in my nose.
And you couldn't pull it off.
And I couldn't get it
literally,
off. I could not pull it off.
You came over to ask me to pull it out of your nose. I refused.
He would not do it.
I refused. It was really for your personal benefit. My fingers are very... I don't have a lot of dexterity. I'm not good with knots. If I tried to pull something out of your nose, I would have ripped your septum
in
half.
Ben panicked.
He literally panicked. He refused to do it. He backed away
and was like, "Shit!" He's like, I cannot do this. I cannot do this.
He won't do it.
I was like, what the hell is going on over there?
And so he couldn't get it. I had to go to Paulie. Paulie almost killed me. So they took it out.
I got up in there.
He got up in there, pulled it out, and I threw it across the room because it hurt like a bastard. So I can't even imagine how a real one would feel. Let me see your belly button. I got one for you.
I don't have a belly button.
Let me see that little baggie.
I want to put it on your...
I'll do the nose ring.
I want to put it on your hood.
Silver nose ring?
Just to see what it would look like. And I won't pinch it real tight. Woo-hoo-hoo! Look at that! That is H-O...
Ow.
That is H-O-T hot.
This hurts.
How do you like that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to get used to it. I've already kind of taken to the earring, so now the belly button ring. I'll just give me a second or two. Nipple ring for Woods. There we go.
Pow!
No?
A dangler.
Ow.
Yeah, he does have the flap, Carlos. Ow. Look.
Yeah, I don't know about that
one. What do
you think? Yeah, that's is that a cross hanging from a hoop?
It's a cross. I'm very religious.
Right.
As you know.
Well, one of your favorite bands is Crosses.
I have my Crosses sweatshirt today.
These really cling onto the nostrils.
They really stings
the nostrils.
They really hook in. They pinch.
To the inside of your
nose. Bro, I'm telling you, my eyes started watering.
Yeah, I feel like I got punched in the nose.
Yeah, it's not good. Here's one that's cool that has a dangling feather.
Oh.
Which is a cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
For like, you know. Support Native
Nature lover.
Native American.
Megan had a belly button ring. It kind of dangled.
Like it's Native American Heritage Month. This is Woods and celebrating. Like the Aztecs wore those turquoise uniforms.
Oh, those are so
Woods
dope.
Is wearing his feather nose ring.
There it is.
What if I just do this on the side?
That's cool, dude. So you look good as hell.
I think it just fell off somewhere.
Oh, your belly button ring?
Yeah, I just felt it.
How's mine look?
It looks like a booger. That on a very cold, frosty day, like an icicle.
Yeah. Hey, that guy's got snot hanging from his mouth. It literally looks like a long booger. You don't see many nose rings with dangling.
No, it's a new look. Dangling. I mean, what you want is something new. You know, everyone's done nose rings and earrings and belly button rings, but the dangler from the nose is definitely a new look that you could start a trend here.
It's not. Keegan says it looks like a car air freshener. Yeah, just moving back. How distracting would this be if we were talking and I'm looking at you going, you have the worst baseball taste of all time. It's whipping around. Oh, God dang it. I can't get it out. Why would you make the same mistake twice? Oh, no.
Did you get it?
No.
Nope, still in there. It really, like...
We're going through this again? Really? That seems like a mistake you should only make once.
I know.
But now he's got it stuck in his nose again.
It's better if you only just use one nostril, because, yeah, these little...
These little hooks.
You pinch it in.
My kids are watching. They're very confused. I love you both.
It hurts like a mother.
Hey, Daddy's fine. There's nothing wrong with Daddy. We're just having some fun in here.
It may be permanent, though.
The boys are extremely confused.
All right.
He's going back to Paul to try to once again remove for the second time this morning, remove the nose ring and pull it out. You're missing
it. This is disgusting. I can't grip it.
Paul can't get it out. He's slightly off camera. Lean a little forward so everyone can see. There we go. Now everyone can see. Paulie is trying to remove the nose ring, the dangling nose ring from Woods.
No one can get it out.
Now stuck. We need to call engineering.
Do we need to call 911?
Is this an engineering issue? Can we get JR or Mike in here with some tools and equipment?
Like pliers.
Sometimes bits go very bad.
Is it magnetic still?
No. It's a pinch.
Oh, that's a pincher. Okay. Then they probably got some pliers or something. The fire department. Bad news, fire department. The elevator's out, so you have to come up the stairs.
And then they get
flights
up here, and I'm like,
"This is the emergency that is the problem."
It wouldn't be the worst call.
Yeah,
call Adam Klug.
He will. That's his job.
Well, he does have a tiny little hands.
Yeah,
tiny little hands. So this wouldn't be the worst call the fire department got. I told you guys when I went to visit the fire department in La Mesa, he told me that a guy had put his wiener inside of a Gatorade bottle. He was extremely on drugs, and he put his whole wiener inside of a Gatorade bottle, and it expanded into...
Vacuum seal.
It expanded into the Gatorade bottle, and they had to come... to his house and sedate him because he was on meth, and then they had to
ganja, aka cannabis.
they had to gingerly, with an X-Acto knife.
Oh my God!
Cut into the Gatorade bottle to give it a little bit of air so that his bulbous wiener could come out of said Gatorade ball. That was an actual phone call here in our America's finest city that happened to a fire department friend of mine. Had to go on that call and said, yeah, that's all. He's like, that's almost standard. I'm like, you're joking. He said, no. So this would be an easy one for them, though. It was like, they said, what size bottle? Think about the
16 ounce.
What's the next one? 32?
Yeah.
The bigger one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The bigger one with I think the holes are the same size, but he just wedged it in there and went about his business, and it just grew and grew. And it's a good place to start today. This is not coming off. And it does
the
not.
The first one before the show was tough, but I was able to get...
No, it's stuck, dude.
The ring... It's very small.
I don't know that a pen is the right tool.
And I didn't want to rip your nose
out. To try to get it out.
I'm just trying to open.
Well, we'll work on it during the...
Oh, it hurts.
During the timeout here.
Oh.
Did you get it?
No.
All right. We will we'll work on that problem, and then we will come back and set the menu for the Friday edition of Ben and Woods.
What if I just live like this from now on?
This
with
is
the
you.
Dangling. This is just me now.
These earrings were like $13 on Amazon. Was it worth it?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Always got to go extra, don't I?
You're serving your audience.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've been here more than 45 minutes. I just realized the studio is now decorated for the holidays.
Yeah, looks great.
Looks good.
Christmas and stuff.
Stockings and trees and tinsel all over the place. So we are ready to go. Less than a week to go until Thanksgiving. Foreplay in the books. Woods's nose ring seems to be permanent. And we will be right back with more Ben and Woods after Kelly's Traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's out. It's out.
That was way scarier than it should have been.
There is video. It required two pairs of pliers, an engineer, and a video crew to document the entire experience. But the nose ring, the dangling nose ring, has been removed from Woods's septum. Is that the septum?
Yeah, that scared me to death. I thought it was in there. I was like, no, I think it's like joined, and it's in there now. And I could not get it out. I had a paper clip wedged in there, and I was trying to pull one side.
And then Engineer Mike came and tried to cut it, but he couldn't get enough strength. It was too thick. Too thick to actually cut with the wire cutters.
These are durable, man.
Yeah. And then eventually they decided to take the two pairs of pliers and use those to pull it apart.
Yeah. And then slide my septum out.
To create some separation and pull the ring out of Woods' nose.
I mean, the actual circular ring part was too thin. It was hard. You could not get your fingers.
Plus, there's snot all over it and stuff. Yeah, it was all
you know,
slick.
There's the saying, you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose. You can't pick your friend's nose.
You can't pick your friend's nose.
I've now picked Woods' nose.
Yeah, that was not cool, man. That was not cool at all.
I feel like the engineers are going to want extra pay.
Hazard
for that.
Pay. Yeah, I agree.
And, you know what? They probably
give them a nice
deserve
holiday
it at this
bonus.
Point.
I will. I'm going to give them a nice holiday treat, a Starbucks gift card or something.
Well, I just found out that they're not going to be in the building next week.
Oh.
So if anything goes wrong, luckily it was this week and not next week. We wouldn't have even had anyone to help us.
Just me and you in here next week, I bet.
Yep, and Italian Paul.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody else from the office will be in.
I'm guessing no.
This will be a ghost town.
Yeah.
Why are we working again? Just because? Just because we like to serve our audience?
I told you guys not to.
Just for our audience.
Well, just doing it for you guys. Case, we will be there.
In case something big happens. Nothing as big has happened yet for the Padres this offseason. However, we will talk a little baseball coming up. At least some speculation. There was a new piece this morning. Jeff Passan with his thoughts on the players team should be targeting, including one for the San Diego Padres that you are not a fan of.
I absolutely hate this decision by Jeff Passan. I hate it. I think we've done this to death, you know, and we'll talk about that certainly.
But we'll talk about that coming up. I don't know if anyone caught the Thursday night football game last night.
Fantastic stuff.
We had our member live stream, and then I turned it on right afterwards, yeah. And I was going, wait, I remember talking about the weather, and they said it was going to be cold and maybe rainy, but this is blizzard. This is, and there is something about watching a football game in a blizzard that I think everybody pretty much enjoys.
You guys follow Pete Prisco on Twitter? You know Pete Prisco?
I used to, but I don't think I have in a long time.
What does he do?
He's used to a writer.
Like CBS Sports.
Yeah, he used to be a CBS Sports writer.
Generally, a pretty good, Pete Prisco, CBS. He's an analyst for CBS Sports HQ. So he tweeted last night, football in conditions sucks. And he got ratio. Like right now, there's 399 comments, 172 likes. That's the definition of ratio. And I couldn't have disagreed with Pete Prisco more. Now, I'm not saying every game, you know, you need to have a monsoon whipping through there or snow or 80 mile an hour winds. And because it really is kind of an anomaly in the NFL. You get some good games. You get some weather games.
You're not watching for high-flying offenses in that type of weather.
Correct. But I
just want to see it.
I think the variable is what makes a game on Thursday night between one really bad team and then a pretty decent team. I think that's what makes it watchable in my eyes.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily for me about the football when it's snowing. I think there's a like a gut reaction we have as viewers, seeing other people suffer for our entertainment.
Yeah, like the gladiators. You would have been a great Roman. You know?
Well, I mean, even like us, knowing that we get up as early in the morning as we do to, you know, be up and entertaining, I think people appreciate that
sure.
We suffer for other people's entertainment. Now, we're not out in the snow. And that looked pretty miserable and brutal last night. But the
not as bad as getting a nose ring stuck in your nose.
The ice bowl, you know, the fascination, Chargers-Bengals playoff game when it was the wind chill was, you know, 40, 50 below, whatever it was. There is a certain fascination to seeing, you know, athletes compete in the worst of the elements, just as bad as it gets. And obviously you don't see that in baseball. Because they will just postpone it and play it another day. But in football, you will see that. And when it happens, you know, I'm curious.
I would like to see basketball played in conditions like that. Now, well, that would be entertaining.
Saw it in the wind on an aircraft carrier.
I remember that.
It didn't go well for the Aztecs.
It did not go well.
I was, I didn't play much football as a kid beyond, you know, the backyard stuff.
Backyard with the homies.
Played organized football for 2 weeks and then I quit.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys either played football.
I played same thing. 2 weeks.
So,
done.
But as a kid, isn't it every kid, you have the dream, at least, of playing football in the snow?
I grew up in Connecticut, man. We did it all the freaking time.
I grew up
all
in Seattle.
Time.
It would snow occasionally. Every couple of years. As soon as the snow came down, though, it was like, get a hold of the buddies.
Let's go.
You're going to go play football.
We're playing football.
Out in the snow. Nothing else. You got to go play some football. And I'm watching like the Steelers like made an interception or something late in the game yesterday, and he's rolling around in the snow. And I'm like, that guy probably dreamed of that moment. Being in the NFL, playing in a snow game like this.
It's the best, dude.
Looked like so much fun.
It was the best. There was nothing like it. And I don't know if anybody, you've never lived in snow. I have. a bunch of different places I've lived had snow. There's something different. If that game had stayed cold and rainy, it would have been 50,000 times more miserable than when the snow comes down. I can't really explain it. It doesn't make sense. But when it starts to snow, you feel warmer. Does that make any sense to you? Like, once the snow starts coming down, you're like, hell yeah, this is
great.
Well,
they do call it a blanket of snow.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps that there's something to that.
There's something to it. I was thinking about everybody in the audience, in the crowd. Like, nobody left. Not a single person
left. That's impressive. The 2-8 Browns were going nowhere.
What was it?
And everybody looked like they stayed in that stadium.
It was 35 degrees, I think, and snowing like crazy. If it was 39 degrees and just raining, I think a lot of those people are leaving, but these guys are hammered drunk.
Yeah.
You're all just holding on to each other, and you're watching a pretty good football game.
It really does,
man. That looks like fun, man.
When you walk outside, if you're, you know, in Chicago is a great example, but like when I would walk outside and the days that it was just steel gray, 4 degrees and the wind whipping through the buildings, you're like, this is the worst day of my life. I've got to move out of here. When you walk outside with your overcoat and your briefcase and you're walking to work and it's just a beautiful snow, you're like, this is the best day ever. And you just walk to work like you don't have a care in the world. It is the greatest. And I loved it last night. It was so much fun watching those guys have a backyard brawl. And it, you know, turned out to be a phenomenal game, unless you bet the under, which I did. And it looked like it was in really good shape. And of course, once the snow starts falling, they start 27 points in the fourth.
The points started. Yeah, it was a really entertaining second half. We can talk about it a little bit more later in the show today. We are also scheduled to end our guestless streak that stretches back to last Friday. We'll see. Cross our fingers. But at 8:35, Evan Drellick from The Athletic is scheduled to join us. He has written about a couple of things this week of interest to Padres fans. One, the talk about a new TV deal for Major League Baseball that would incorporate as many teams as possible in the future, likely including the San Diego Padres, and what that might look like and how that could affect different teams in different markets. He also has been writing about Roki Sasaki and the rumors that he already had a done deal with the L.A. Dodgers, which Roki Sasaki's agent has denied. So Evan Drellick from The Athletic scheduled to join us at 8:35. Paulie's got a Rondo report in addition to all of our regular features on a Friday, including my super sexy college football lineup, which if you'd like, I can do it in the Papa Roach voice or not. It's up to you.
Yes. I keep forgetting, and people keep reminding us. So I would like to hear Papa Roach college football.
So that is...
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but last week, I'll just say, last week, somebody in the building here saw the reel on Instagram that we made of Ben originally doing the Papa Roach voice, just lyric for lyric.
One of my favorites.
It was hilarious. And they go, that was so funny. You know, my really good friend is the lead singer of Papa Roach. He's their publicist. Would you like me to send that over to them? So that Papa Roach, Jackson, I think is his name, so that he can see this. And I said, absolutely.
Isn't it Kobe Shaddix?
Jacoby. He's like, she goes, yeah, I'll send it over. I'll make sure he sees that. I'm like, yes, please. And then maybe we can get him on the show. And Ben,
Jacoby
who is wrapped to Ice Cube, can then sing, I guess.
Yeah. Would you do that?
If you really like me.
You don't really have a choice.
If the tier ones want it, I mean, I'm wearing an earring. You know, I'm pretty compliant and malleable.
I think you like the earring, though.
I do kind of like the earring.
It does really look good. I'm not joking when I say it.
I'm thinking about just leaving it in. Why wouldn't I? I can't even feel it anymore. It's like, it's just
a part of me now. My nose ring was, too. At least that's a magnet. If you walked into Channel 10, you have to work tonight?
I do not. I don't work until Sunday.
Okay, so if you walked in Sunday night with that on, would they bust your balls about it?
I don't think so. I don't think they can say anything anymore,
I'd like
pretty
you
much.
To care, like, go in with it in your ear and just see how long it takes before somebody notices.
Yeah. It looks good. It really does look good.
And then say, I've had this for months.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Thanks for noticing, jerk.
Well, Ed Bradley, man, it looks really good. I'd go a little bit smaller, and I maybe wouldn't go diamond for you. I'd go like maybe more the black one that Paulie had. But I think you could really pull it off.
I didn't tell my mom when I got a tattoo.
No, I didn't either.
She found out.
My mom saw mine.
Yeah.
Was livid.
Yeah. That was fun.
Livid. And I'm livid because it's the worst tattoo known to man. So.
Shelly, who has tattoos now down her both sleeves, when she got her first one, she didn't want her mom to see it, and she would put makeup on it when we would go over to the house for like months.
Yeah, cover it up.
Cover it up.
Yeah, mine was on my back, and my mom saw me like get out of the shower once and was like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's a sun. Sorry. That's terrible.
I was, I was home for Christmas or something, and I was sleeping on the couch one night, had my shirt off. My mom came in. She's like, hey, if you want to go in the other room. She goes, oh, my God, that's real, isn't
yep,
it?
Yeah, sure is, mama.
Oh, crap. Yep.
Caitlin wants to know what mine is. It's of a sun. I picked it off of a wall in Austin, Texas, because I just wanted a tattoo, and I didn't care
something
which
that
one.
Means something deeply to you.
It means nothing to me. Nothing. I don't even like the sun. I like to sit in, I should have gotten a tattoo of a bed. If I was really going to get one that meant something to me, I would have got a tattoo of my fat ass laying on the bed watching TV. All right?
Just wanted something that was truly meaningful to me.
I hate the sun. I hate it. Like, I'm like, is it sunny out? I don't want anything to do with it. So it makes no sense.
All right, we will come back. The Jeff Passan idea for the San Diego Padres, the Woods is vehemently opposed to. Let you know what that is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Aaron Judge, who wins the AL MVP award unanimously.
Yep.
Second time he has won the American League MVP award.
It's the only MVP award that happened yesterday.
The only unanimous MVP for the Yankees other than Mickey Mantle in 1956. I know they've had a lot of MVPs for the Yankees, but just two unanimous selections.
Yep.
And that wraps up the award season in Major League Baseball.
And that will do it.
With the one announced yesterday.
Just the one and the one
of
enough.
The American League MVP.
Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about, I understand why you're against this, but just because emotionally you don't like Jeff Passan's idea doesn't mean that it's not a smart idea for the San Diego Padres. And we'll let you know what Passan thinks the Padres should do this offseason after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so if you don't sign up for the ESPN Plus Insider Information, which is where Jeff Passan's ESPN.com material is usually posted, he has put together a long piece this morning with most teams included on what would be the perfect transaction for them this offseason.
Give me a few. We got nothing but time here.
All right, I'll give you a couple just to start. New York Yankees, and there's like four paragraphs on each one, and then he finishes with the perfect transaction. As you'd imagine, sign free agent outfielder Juan Soto.
Okay.
Bring him back.
Makes
New
sense.
York Mets, sign free agent infielder Willie Adames.
Oh, wait. To play second, because he has said he's willing to
move him over
short,
to second.
That would be
the idea there. Okay. Blue Jays sign free agent left-hander Max Fried.
Interesting.
Red Sox sign free agent left-hander Blake Snell.
That would also be interesting.
Let's see who else we've got. The Detroit Tigers sign free agent third baseman Alex Bregman.
That would be a really interesting fit because he played for AJ Hinch before. I don't know who their third baseman is young. Can't remember his name, but he's pretty good, but he ain't Alex Bregman.
The Cardinals trade Ryan Helsley to Toronto.
Okay, and everyone's wanting Toronto to
getting
reload.
A rebuild. The White Sox trade Garrett Crochet to Boston.
Ooh.
The A's sign free agent left-hander Sean Manaea.
This is
kind of where he's coming from. Well, since I know not everyone subscribes, I'm just going to read the Padres one.
Yeah, read
this
it.
Is Jeff Passan, but these are the four paragraphs. What makes them fascinating? Speaking of teams in the running for Roky Sasaki, the Padres hold an advantage in the form of Yu Darvish, who served as something of a senpai to Sasaki's kohai. Adding Sasaki to a rotation that includes Darvish, Dylan Cease, and Michael King would go a long way as San Diego attempts to dethrone the Dodgers in the NL West. With a payroll around $200 million already, the Padres won't have much room to add to a roster that is already deep in talent with Jackson Merrill, Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Luis Arraez, and Xander Bogaerts anchoring the lineup, and Robert Suarez, Jason Adam, Adrian Morejon, and Jeremiah Estrada forming perhaps the game's nastiest bullpen quartet. They're also deep in tough-to-move contracts, which boxes them in when exceeding the CBT threshold is probably not in the cards. San Diego's system is far from barren, but its best prospects are very young, and the uncertainty of teenage prospects means the Padres would need to mortgage the farm to land Chicago White Sox ace Garrett Crochet or any other top-shelf starters who hit the trade market. Wraps up here. Getting Sasaki would alleviate a potential salary crunch, but if that doesn't happen, and if they can't line up on a big-name trade, there are enough options in free agency to fill out the rotation properly. One of them, in fact, would need to trek only 120 miles down the five. The perfect transaction? Sign free agent right-hander Walker Buehler, says Jeff Passan of ESPN.com.
Pass. Wait. Hard pass.
Hard pass.
Passing.
He's a Dodger. He wants to be a Dodger. He'll probably take less money to be a Dodger. I just saw some clips of him on the Mookie Betts podcast. You know, look, they had a few guys in that position, Ben, where, and maybe it's the afterglow of winning the World Series. I'm sure it is. But, you know, right after the World Series ends, Teoscar Hernandez is like, I want to be a Dodger for the rest of my life, right? Now you're hearing, you know, these entertaining offers from the Red Sox and other teams are interested. And, you know, you can't. Just because he wants to be a Dodger or Walker Buehler wants to be a Dodger doesn't mean they will be, right? The Dodgers are pretty savvy with the moves that they make. Do they feel like tendering a contract to a 30-year-old? Look, kind of, he pitched well in the playoffs, but what does he have left in the tank? You know what I mean? Like, was not good last year until a two-week stretch in October, and he bailed him out and got the save in the World Series game, and that's a great moment for him. But is he going to be a guy that comes in and gives you 150, 60 innings next year? I'm just not sure.
So in his last full season, which was 2021, Walker Buehler was,
which was when?
Phenomenal. 2021.
And what year are we going into?
2025.
So that was 4 years ago.
6.7 WAR, 2.47 ERA, a whip under one, over 200 innings, 212 strikeouts. He was phenomenal. 16-4. Did he win the Cy Young though that year?
I don't know.
If he didn't, he had to be right up there in the running. Then he started out not as good in 2022, got hurt, had the surgery, finally came back in 2024, and his numbers this year in the regular season,
horrible.
They were very bad.
Fourth in the Cy Young that year.
That was a good year for Cy Young candidates if he finished fourth. 1-6, 5.38 ERA, 1.55 WHIP. And a negative 1.3 WAR. He was a negative value player for the Los Angeles Dodgers this season until, as you said, the postseason, yep, when he had a 1.13 WHIP, 3.60 ERA. Now, he came up clutch for them when they needed, but
correct,
he wasn't a dominant figure in the playoffs. Well, he pitched well.
So he had that one inning where I was at that game, the one inning where they gave up six runs. But again, it was a double play that wasn't turned. It was a squibber down the line that Freddie on a bum ass ankle couldn't get to. I mean, even he was laughing that night. I watched him laugh on the mound because he's like, this is bad luck. You know, he got six runs. I think, did he get charged with five of them in that game or was it fewer? I can't remember. But anyway, like, he stepped up when they needed him to. He pitched well in the postseason. I guess, man, I think it's a multifaceted thing for me. I don't want him because he's constantly getting hurt and didn't pitch effectively. And number two, like, we don't need any more spies here. You know what I mean? Like,
Buehler.
I'm good.
Buehler.
I'm good with it. There's so many other names out there that are comparable without bringing Walker Buehler in.
I mean, if he pitched like he did in the playoffs for most of the regular season and then stepped up in the postseason, that would be a good signing. There's no doubt about that.
What are you paying Walker Buehler?
I don't know what the market's going to pay for him. I certainly wouldn't overpay for him. I think the idea here is that he's coming a little cheaper than some of the other options that are out there in free agency. I mean, he's not going to get Blake Snell or Corbin Burns money.
No.
That's for sure. You know, a couple of starts in the playoffs is not going to completely rehabilitate him back into the pitcher he was before the surgeries. But he's not that old. Like you said, 30 years old. You know, there's certainly a there's certainly a world in which Walker Buehler bounces back and has two or three more really solid Major League Baseball seasons.
Well, there's also a world where he continues to get hurt and is ineffective, you know, and that's really where the trend has been. I mean, again, 4 years ago, he was a really good pitcher. If we had signed him 4 years ago, wish we'd had this guy 4 years ago. We did. 6 years ago then. That would be great. But yeah, look, I'm not going to lie to you. It's also partly because that guy loves being an L.A. Dodger more than anything. I saw Mark Kotze was talking yesterday, and they actually were talking to him about pitching for the A's, and he said, I don't want to pitch in Sacramento. So, like, that's off the table for the A's. I don't know what kind of offers he's going to get. I would imagine that whatever the Dodgers offered him, Ben, to come back, I bet he would take. Now, they have so many starting pitchers, but we saw how that worked out this year.
Well, if I'm Walker Buehler, I worry that I don't even get to pitch for the Dodgers. I could sign with the Dodgers,
and
but if they
play.
End up getting Sasaki and signing another premium free agent like Burns or Snell, and they get A back and they get Tony Gonsolin back, I mean, Walker Buehler could easily not even make the team, honestly. He could be a roster crunch guy at the end of spring training who gets cut. I don't see why the Dodgers would invest anything of significance in Walker Buehler. Hey, you want to come in on a minor league invitation? We're happy to have you. But he can get a big league deal with plenty of other teams that need pitching. Dodgers don't need him.
Keegan nails it here, man. It reeks of the old school, I'm just coming to San Diego for a paycheck. You know, nice weather, stay in Southern California. Another year or two in the sun.
I don't know about that. I think Walker Buehler is competitive enough that he would take the challenge of then having to dethrone the Dodgers seriously.
Would he?
I think he would.
Like Matt Beatty did.
I don't think Matt Beatty came with the same reputation as Walker Buehler.
Fine. I'm good.
I will.
There's other guys.
I will also push back a little bit on one other line that was in there. When Jeff Passan wrote, the Padres are deep and tough to move contracts, which boxes them in when exceeding the CBT threshold is probably not in the cards.
I think it absolutely is.
I think at the very least, it's certainly possible to exceed it for one more year.
Correct.
1 year here.
You've reset the penalties. Imperative.
It's very hard. It will be very hard to put together an improved team or even the same team without exceeding the threshold.
It's impossible.
I can understand if they want to have a plan where, all right, we can exceed the threshold this year, but we have to have like an idea of how we get back under it in 2026. We don't want the multiple escalating penalties again, but kind of do that alternating. Maybe, yeah, we exceed it 1 year, we come back.
Yeah.
Next year, you know, Eric Hosmer's money comes off the books. There could be ways to, you know, you might not re-sign Dylan Cease. You know, other guys are going to become more expensive, but there might be ways to, you know, work under the CBT cap in 2026. It's going to be exceedingly difficult to do it here, I think, in 2025 and, you know, continue to sell that we're trying to move forward and not taking a step back. You did it last year. You did an amazing job last year cutting payroll, getting under the CBT, and improving your team at the same time.
You couldn't have done better.
To ask A.J. Preller to then do that again, which is essentially what he'd have to do. He won't have to cut $90 million, but
right. You'd
have to be very frugal this offseason to stay under the CBT. You're asking too much of a general manager. There's no general manager who can continually work with that kind of, you know, handcuff and say, and we're also going to try to win a World Series.
Yeah, it's correct. They can say it, but it you know it's not true. You know, the GM of the Rockies is going to say, our goal is to compete for a World Series, but you know it's not true.
Again, you don't have to, you know, blow past it like the Mets or the Dodgers. You can keep yourself in range where next year, or even if things don't go well in the first few months, you make a couple of trades, you can get back under it. They don't calculate it until the end of the year. So you can keep your options open, but I hope there's not like a firm directive that you have to stay under the CBT or else. If there's a chance to win a World Series, you need to authorize, what if they are under the CBT, but you know, they're tied with the Dodgers at the trade deadline and you know, a couple guys come up available in trades,
yeah, you
need to add some money. You don't want to lock yourself into that. I'd like to think that there's at least the possibility of dipping into that CBT again this year now that you've reset your penalty.
Mr. Stretch says, yeah, another Matt Kemp pass. I agree. I mean, Matt Kemp, the longing to be a Dodger was so great For that guy, and I just get the same sense from Walker Buehler. It's not a sense, actually. It's what he has said. You know, that guy would do anything to stay on that team. They've got him by, you know, they got him right now. If they want Walker Buehler, they can have him. They're just not going to overpay for him. So, if it's money he craves, he can probably get it somewhere else. I've seen Atlanta being mentioned as a great fit for him. He's from out in that area. I think he went to Vanderbilt, so he's into the.
I just think if it's playing time he craves,
well, he can get it in Atlanta.
He won't get it with the Dodgers necessarily.
Maybe not. You know, maybe not. It just depends on who comes back. You know, and who comes back for them and who's ready to go. We're all assuming right now, because remember, Shohei just had surgery. So he talked yesterday about recovering and recuperating. Bro, you're going to have to go kid gloves with him for sure. Yamamoto is, they're going to have to do a six-day rotation. Dustin May be back. They have a ton of guys. Maybe he slots in as their five, but I'm not sure. I would like to pass on him.
Just kind of one of those off-season ideas that gets thrown out there. We will come back, play some Take on Woods, Friday edition, Thursday night football in the snow. Much more coming up here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.